In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
Something really good happens in your life. Do you want the people around you to know about the good thing that happened in your life? Can you give me an example of something really good that could happen in your life?
Winning a marathon.
Winning a marathon, what else? That's a very good example. A lot of hard work and win the marathon, it's something really good. What else? What else really good could happen in your life? That's another very good example. You're about to fall over a cliff and somebody caught you. So you didn't fall. You're safe.
When you graduate high school?
When you graduate high school, that's something really good that you want people to know about you. Anything else? Any other examples? Yes, when you celebrate your birthday. Why is it important to rejoice when we celebrate our birthday? Because it was when we were born, when God gave life to us through our parents. Now, what do we celebrate on Christmas? Anna Maria? We celebrate the birth of Jesus. Now, is this something good or bad?
Good.
Good. Do you want people to know about this?
Yes.
Why is it good for us that Jesus was born?
Jesus was the first person on the planet, in a way. Jesus was the person that made life.
Yes, yes. That's, yeah. What else? He saved us. How did he save us? By being born.
He kept us safe.
He kept us safe. But what did we say? That in the beginning, there was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And who is Jesus of the three? The Son. He's the Son of God. He existed from eternity. Yes? Right? And when he was born as a baby, what happened? Yes, so when he was born, besides having a divine nature, he took upon himself our human nature. Do you know what that means? That means that God, besides being God, he became human like us. The two fingers that stand down here, you know, for the two natures of Christ, divine and human nature. He's fully man and fully God. Now, is this important that God became human like us?
Yes.
Was there God human before? No. When Jesus became a baby in his mother womb, and when he was born, he became human like us. Now, why is this important? Why is it important that God became human? Why is this such a good news?
Because then people... we'd be eternal without Jesus.
Exactly. Because Jesus became one with us. He became human to make us divine. God and man are one. We sing at Christmas. That's why we sing that, because God and man became one. God is a person. That's a very good question. He asked, how is it possible to be a person and to be God? God is a person. Jesus Christ existed as a person from eternity, but as a divine person. He was not human. When he was born, he also became human. Besides being divine, he became human. And God, the divine nature, and the human nature, God and man became one in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, is this good news? That's the best news we have ever received, the greatest news we have ever received. Because God became human, God is with us.
If God didn't exist, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly. If God didn't exist, we wouldn't be here now. So, do you want to proclaim, do you want to announce this good news to the people around you? That's what you are going to do today. And that's what I recommend to you to do there for the rest of the year. To tell the people that we are not alone anymore. That God came to us and became one with us. And because of that, we have the chance now to become one with God. That's what you are going to do today during the Christmas concert. Are you ready for the Christmas concert?
Yes.
That's what you are going to do today. When we'll go to sing Christmas carols, to announce the good news of the birth of Christ to the people who can't come to church because they are too old or sick and they can't come to church. And they need to find out, they need to rejoice, they need to hear this really good news that God became human so that we could become like God.
What if a person is not Christian?
If a person is not Christian,
what should
you? You should tell that person about this good news that God became human like us. We should tell that person, the person who is not a Christian. First of all, I want to emphasize that God became, when Jesus Christ became human, he became one with the entire humanity, not only with the Christians. Okay? So, he became one with the entire humanity, not only with the Christians. And those who don't know about this good news that God became human, we should tell them about this. So that they could embrace Christ and become one with him. That's their choice. God knows. God knows. Okay? If they don't believe in God, you know, everybody has a personal life, and everyone, you know, could have a personal opinion, but all of us are called to have a personal relationship with Christ. We are not here to judge anybody. You know, there are some people who say that they don't believe in God, but they are very loving. And because they are very loving, they are like God. They don't know it.
I've heard that quote before, that I don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. But I've heard for the wrong reason.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing is that sometimes we don't know why people don't believe in God. Maybe they don't believe in God because, you know, some people who said they believed in God abused them. Okay? And maybe that's why they lost their faith. We don't know. We don't know. The only thing we can do is to love and to tell the good news to the people. What people do, that's up to them. We are not here to judge. We are here to love and to give the good news to the people, and hopefully the people will rejoice and will come into this beautiful, loving relationship with God. That's all we can do. And that's all that really matters. Because our Lord Jesus Christ didn't come to force himself on anybody. He came to love and to give his life to us. And we are called to be like him. To love no matter what, and to give the good news to the people around us. Amen. God bless you. Of course, God loves us no matter what. Christ is among us. Christmas is coming, and people have this beautiful tradition of getting together for Christmas. Families get together and they want to celebrate Christmas. They want to celebrate the birth of Christ. But I want to tell you today not to expect this family gathering to be perfect. Sometimes we have this expectation, and the devil is an expert at rising our expectations so that he could crush us to the ground when things don't happen as we hoped they would happen. Even at Christmas time, things might not be exactly as you planned them to be. That family reunion might not be as beautiful as we envisioned it to be. Maybe somebody will be late. Maybe somebody won't come altogether. Maybe somebody will come, but will talk too much. Maybe somebody will drink a little bit too much. Maybe somebody won't like the food. God knows what will be. But I can almost guarantee to you that it won't be perfect. And you know what? That's okay. Because Jesus' family was not perfect. Why should our family be perfect? Maybe that aunt or uncle who is not loved by anybody in the family will show up. And we have to be ready for that. Because once again, why should our family be perfect when even Jesus' earthly family was not perfect? Today, we heard this beautiful, long genealogy of Jesus. And you know what? Any single person in that family, in that genealogy of Jesus, was a sinner. From Abraham to Joseph, Abraham believed he had great faith, but there were times when Abraham had some doubts. There were times, you know, when Abraham went to Egypt and he lied about his wife. He said that she was his sister. And then, you know, the children of Abraham, you know, they committed any kind of sins. David, you name him, David had a child, as it is said in the genealogy, from Uriah's wife. Solomon was born from incest. And Joseph, as we could see, just before Jesus' birth, Joseph had some thoughts, some bad thoughts, of putting Mary aside and divorcing Mary because she was with child and she was not married with him. So nothing was perfect. Let's not have this expectation that everything should be perfect and that our family should be perfect. Let's love our family as it is, at least at Christmas. Let's love and accept our grandparents and parents and uncles and aunts and children and grandchildren as they are. Because that's how God loves us, as we are. And God came to save this imperfect world, but as they say, you know, I really love, you know, that line in that song. I hear it sometimes on the radio. I love your perfect imperfections. If a human being could come up, you know, with such an idea of love, I love your perfect imperfections. Can you imagine how much God loves us? God is beyond anything we know about love. So let's love our families, the members of our families, as they are. Because that's how God loves us, and that's how Christ came to save us with our perfect imperfections, and to transform us into more and more beautiful people, to bring us closer and closer to Him. And that's what we are called to do at Christmas, to love our family as it is, and to bring our family closer and closer to us, and closer and closer to God. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.